This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Scott Hannon here, Todd the Radio God Mitchell there.
Hello.
And most importantly, you are where you are, with the radio tuned right where it's at. Maybe the legendary 550, K-Fire, maybe AM 1100, the patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, or it could be KTGO in Tioga and Stanley, in Watford City and Williston, or KLTC 1460 on your radio dial. The very first time I ever turned on a microphone to go to work, I said, you're listening to 1460 on your radio dial. So some things never change.
Wasn't it Dickinson? Did you turn mics on to go to play earlier than that? Or
Montevideo, not Dickinson. A lot of history with 1460, so I have a fond place in my heart for that. So quick story about the rain. Last night I did POV. Point of View show. It airs on KX4 in the East and West Dakota Fox out west. As I enjoyed doing it. We had Congressman Kramer on and filling in for my friend Chris Berg. Did you watch, Todd, or were you too busy to?
Sadly, I didn't get to see it. Wanted to, but
I wanted a little feedback.
Yeah, I was on the phone with a lot of old high school classmates. That was my own high school at
that's unbelievable. And that's another story. We've got to tell that in a minute. I'll finish the one on rain, and then you've got to talk about that one for a second.
Go for it.
You can TiVo it, you know, and, like, watch it this weekend. You know, throw darts at the TV. But anyway, it's too late now.
I don't want to throw darts at my TV.
Honestly, I know I have
Scott Adams on. I'm not going to throw darts at my TV.
I know I have a face for radio. I know that. I get that. So ignore that, and just other than that, you know, how do radio guy do on TV? I'm a little self-conscious about the whole TV thing because I just talk to people, interview them, give my opinion, and, you know, where's the camera, all that stuff, as I'm clueless, all right? I just, wouldn't mind a little feedback. It could be, you know, you could do this better. I'm not looking for you to say, oh, you did a good job. I don't need to hear that. No big deal. So, last night after the show, I got out of the television station a little after 7, and, we decided we're going to have a family dinner, which is rare, unfortunately, in our house because the kids are all, you know, we have two working and we have, activities and things going on and just you don't get a family dinner enough. So we decided we're going to go out to dinner as a family. All the kids are here. Yahoo! So, it's in the car at the television station, over to the restaurant, out of the car, back out of the car, into the restaurant. And for a couple of minutes, we went over to a birthday party, by the way. Happy shout out a day late to Pat Larson. Pat Larson is famous in these parts. Her and her husband founded the Perry Center, a wonderful home for unwed mothers, and they do amazing work in so many areas. So, Pat, happy 70th. Joe Larson, her son, famous soccer player. Through a party for him last night. We were over there. So we're coming and going and coming and going, and it's raining a lot. And, Todd, I did it. I'm going to tell you right here on the radio, I complained a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I like, oh, man, I don't know. Yeah. You know how you do when it's just that long, steady rain. And my wife, appropriately, like, do not even. I'm like, I know you're right. You're 100% you're right. I'm sorry. Because I'm so, we've been talking about this for a long time. How badly we need rain. And yesterday's rain was just like, I mean, I wanted to sing Happy Days Are Here Again. I was so darn excited about it all. I did. And I know it's far from that, and there's still a lot of worry and concern, and not everybody, you know, got the rain and all that. Phil Parker tells me 2.4 inches in Hensler, and which I didn't even know where Hensler was.
And North Goodrich, 2.9.
Right. You know, Oliver County there looks like. I found out. But 2.4 in Hensler. And north of Goodrich, what did you say? 2.9?
2.9. How about that?
Yeah, remember the call we got earlier in the week from Goodrich where the fellow was up from Mercer County, needed hay badly, and all those good people? See, they've been saying their prayers. That's the deal. You can go down the list here and say, who's been saying their prayers? Karlsruhe, they've been saying their prayers. Rugby, they've been saying their prayers. Hensler, they've been So whatever you got for rain last night, let us know. We just kind of want to know if you've been doing your job praying for rain, because some people did better than others. And it was pretty darn good. It was just, wow. Happy days are here. Can you find a version of that song that we can actually hear?
Happy dance.
Yeah, that we can actually hear the lyrics. Because the lyrics are the best part of that song, but everyone I hear, you always just hear more the music.
True.
You see what you can find. And we will we'll share with you, happy days are here again before the end of the day. But they are, I think. And again, I want to say, I know a lot of this is too far gone, and it's still going to be a challenge and everything else. But if you pray for rain and you get rain, you can say, hey, I'm happy. It was a happy day yesterday. No doubt about it. But let us know what you got for rain. You can text Todd or I. What's in your rain gauge? There you go. Let us know. That's got it almost right.
That one, right?
Yeah, but it said the skies are clear again. We, you know, the happy days are from the cloudy skies and the rain. So, you know, we have the drug version of that.
You're going to need to go to the studio and do that, because I don't know that. You know, a normal conversation, people talk about the clouds coming in as being a happy days are here again matter.
Yeah, well,
I mean, we need it. You know, it's no, but I don't know that anybody's done that one yet. But
okay, what else we got going for you here? We have a couple of things we're going to tackle on the program, including what was announced by the Trump administration related to immigration reform. I have a question I want you to think about a little bit today. We're going to spend some time, especially in our 10 o'clock hour today, talking about it. And my question is this. It's a serious question. I'm not trying to be cute. I want to know your opinion on this. Was America made great by immigrants? Or was America made great by an idea that attracted immigrants to come here and be part of that idea? I think it was the latter. You tell me if I'm wrong. Which to me renders this whole silly debate over, you know, what kind of legal immigration we want sort of as just petty politics. There was a knockdown, drag-out debate. I didn't think this is how it was supposed to work. A debate between Jim Acosta from CNN yesterday, and Stephen Miller, one of President Trump's advisors on immigration. And I have some highlights. I'll play it for you. In case you didn't hear, we'll do that coming up here in a couple of minutes. And as I say, we want to really tackle this topic in the 10 o'clock hour today, because I'm scratching my head here. I did talk to Ed Schaefer this morning, the former governor of North Dakota and U.S. Ag Secretary. And there's a lot of chatter in the ag world of, you know, well, I shouldn't say the ag world in general, just from the political, you know, sort of farmers union, you know, the sky is always falling wing of the ag world. And, this is going to hurt agriculture. This is going to, I don't want to hurt agriculture. Ed, is this going to hurt agriculture? Absolutely not. Why not? He wanted to tell me a story, too, about Maduro and their challenges and how they use these visas. So facts are important. We're going to spend some time with this topic. We talked a lot about it before the election. You know, the swamp has one opinion on immigration. Donald Trump has another. Donald Trump works for the people that elected him. Silly him. He's doing what he was elected on. So, anyway, we might even have a chance to chat for a couple of minutes with Ed. He had a meeting at 9 and 1 at 10. We're going to try and catch him between meetings because he has some very interesting stats. Ron Ness will be here at the bottom of the hour, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're going to take a look at the difference. There's a lot of debate going on right now about how the country's doing pretty good in some areas. And one area is energy and infrastructure. And one of the reasons is deregulation. And one of the reasons is President Trump recognizing what the Obama administration did wrong very early on. And when he signed that executive order and said, enough of this, enough of the games, let that project continue as we lawfully permitted it to do, get going. Speaking of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The $30 million decision for the coffers of North Dakota in the first year. Boom, got it going. The other folks are cheerleading. Remember the folks down in Iowa? We're celebrating. We're doing great things. Peace and fire. Yeah, we use fire. And this is peaceful, though. Even though we burn things up, it's peaceful. Trust us. And guess what? We stopped the pipeline. We cut into a pipeline. We stopped it. I played a couple of those clips for Kalen Kramer yesterday. He's so outraged about this. He said, we got to investigate this. Where's the Justice Department? I agree. Congressional hearings, too. Anyway, the difference that's made in the industry, how many rigs, how many jobs, I had no idea until we chatted with Ron briefly about this during the Cookfest week. So we're going to talk with him about that today on the program, too. And we do have an answer to why are the rest stops closed between Fargo and Steele from the DOT. That was a question that came from U.S. yesterday. I have a fire sale on WeFest tickets, the last two tickets. We're down to the last two, and they're going to go for $100 each. I can't even believe it. $100 a night. And by the way, you'd pay that for the same kind of seat if you went to see just Zach Brown Band. But you're getting that for Zach Brown Band and Darius Rucker and Lady Antebellum and Luke Bryan and, oh, my gosh. So the VIP tickets, I'll tell you about that, a VIP camping thing, too. And then we'll get going with your calls at 800-228-0550. Let's go on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to another update on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Recently, two protesters bragged about what they did, cutting into pipe, destroying construction equipment on the Dakota Access Pipeline, and they're calling for more of it, leading to the question, this isn't over, is it? Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, and his take.
No, absolutely not, Scott. I think your analysis is shared by a number of state governments, county city governments across the Midwest, specifically in the entire country. I can tell you since the end of the protest incident here, we've had inquiries ranging from Montana to South Dakota to as far away as Pennsylvania, hoping to talk to our subject matter experts, because unfortunately we became subject matter experts in this type of protest over the 8-month period. But that concern is shared nationwide.
That's Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, our guest, with another Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline episode. Thanks for listening.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, I mentioned the WeFest tickets. Here's the scoop now. By the way, when I say a VIP ticket, we have a pair of tickets for WeFest. These are VIP tickets in the blue section. So, I mean, you have an actually designated seat. And most people at WeFest do not. Right? They're on lawn chairs or they're standing or whatever. There is a VIP section and you're in it. okay? You get catered meals. You get complimentary draft beer. You get soda in an exclusive VIP hospitality area backstage. I've been to WeFest a few times over the years. I love country music. I love many of the acts they bring in. I've never done the VIP thing. This is like a big deal. Now, that what I just described right there for you is $800, $900 package. I can't remember. Closer to nine than to eight. And we're selling them for $300. It's $100 a night. So in other words, you got three concerts, three nights, and $100 a night. You get the food and you get the tickets. Whole thing. You also have a VIP camping pass. It's where you can literally plug in a camper. You got the electric hookups and all that. It's a 30 and over campground. So should be fairly mellow. You have one vehicle. You get a sleeping unit besides. Easy access to the campsite. You got a shower house. $640 value. That's $199 today. So this is it. This is the fire sale on Medora. And if you want that, call Marie in our office at 855-200-1776, extension 3. Marie, extension 3, at 855-200-1776. Okay? Just like taking care of our listeners when I can get you a great deal, and that is a great deal. You can also go online, shopflagfamily.com, shopflagfamily.com. WeFest tickets and Medora tickets, too, at great prices are there. So, one call does it all to Delta Constructors, and we have the one call does it all call of the day from yesterday. I have picked up a theme from listeners this week, and it started with the call from Goodrich earlier saying, I'm from Mercer County, but I'm up here. I don't know anybody, and they're so nice. Everybody's so nice. That prompted this call from a listener. Listen, Tom is on the road. What's on your mind?
My wife and I, we live in an apartment, but we've come from the country. We still think country. We still think of helping your neighbor. It doesn't matter what it is, carrying groceries, helping, just helping. It's the helping part of living in the country, because everybody, you know how winter is, spring is, summer is. Everybody needs a hand.
Everybody needs a hand. Gosh, I love the fine listeners of this program. So nice, good example, and, you know, words to live by. Thank you for that. One call does it all to Delta Constructors. Online at deltaconstructors.net. Call Eric today at 406-250-8151. If you're in the oil industry, you got a drill site, the rig's going off, and it's time to go to work. These folks, turnkey well sites, flow lines, pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, they do it all. Call Eric now, 406-250-8151 at Delta Constructors. Got a neat call from, neat email rather, from a listener about something we mentioned yesterday that came from this conversation that Tom was just talking about and the caller did last week. Hey, Scott, sorry to bother you, says Otto. Is there any possibility to get that saying from your magnet you were talking about on a program with the don't underestimate the power of touch, kind word, etc.? Says Otto, I don't know where Otto was from, but we sent him an email, but it reminded me that maybe, as usual, I said that a little fast. And you're saying, hey, I didn't get that. So one more time, too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. Love it, love it, love it. Not my words. It's on my fridge magnet. But Otto, thanks for asking. There it is again.
Unless we want to compliment the job you did on POV, in which case, just save it. Because now you're contradicting yourself. But
I missed that. What are you saying?
You know, earlier you were looking for feedback on how you did on
feedback.
Point of view.
Yeah.
But if you're just going to say, good job, you don't need that.
Exactly.
So now you just contradicted yourself.
I did? Did I tell myself good job, or what did I?
No, I'm just saying it's good to give good words, but don't give it to you.
Did I give it to myself?
No, we're not supposed to give it to you. You're telling us not to, you know, tell you good job.
Oh, I see. You wanted to say good job, but you don't because I just said don't do that.
Right.
We don't need to pat ourselves on the back.
But now you're telling me you... See, I think deep down you want to hear it. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
that's
I don't,
good.
Honestly. I don't. I want to know how to be better on TV. That's all. I enjoy doing it. I have a good time. And I want to know if, okay, if you normally watch Chris Berg and he's Mr. Smooth, Mr. TV, and then you're watching me and go, what's on my TV set? This guy's a train wreck. I want to know that. I want to know the
well, Larry thinks you did a good job. So, I mean, if you passed the Larry test, I'd say you probably did perfectly fine.
Wow, is that right? Larry said that.
Yeah.
Wow. This is the Larry that never says anything other than something negative about the...
If he's saying that's a huge test, if he's saying, okay, here it is. I thought you did well on 630 POV. Didn't like your guest because everybody you've
had. There we go.
Is a
it couldn't be a. But it couldn't be a. Yeah, yeah.
But he's.
Yeah,
okay. Hang on, I just grabbed my headphones. You did a good job, though. He said that all week.
I got to get this in. Here's Jim Acosta from CNN and Stephen Miller, as promised, on immigration. Listen to this and tell me who's right.
What you're proposing, or what the president's proposing here, does not sound like it's in keeping with American tradition when it comes to immigration. The Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free. It doesn't say anything about speaking English or being able to be a computer programmer. Aren't you trying to change what it means to be an immigrant coming into this country if you're telling them you have to speak English? Can't people learn how to speak English when they get here?
Well, first of all, right now, it's a requirement that to be naturalized, you have to speak English. So the notion that speaking English wouldn't be a part of our immigration systems would be actually very ahistorical. Secondly, I don't want to get off into a whole thing about history here, but the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of liberty enlightening the world. It's a symbol of American liberty lighting the world. The poem that you're referring to that was added later is not actually part of the original Statue of Liberty, but more fundamentally, the history, but more fundamentally...
There you go, start interrupting him. I'll play more of this later. But, you know, it's interesting and should serve a purpose for you to hear somebody like Jim Acosta think like that. Because, folks, he's part of the swamp. He's part of fake news. Okay, we get that. But that's the way they think. They think there should be open borders. We should have no rules. You want to come in, you come in. That was never the way America was supposed to be. And, you know, you have the ebb and flow every year. Some years the numbers go up, some years the numbers go down. You need to match that for all kinds of needs, you know, in the workforce and the refugee situation. Now, again, I'll go back to be nice about it. I am of the belief that we're all God's children here. I'm not saying because you have a different color skin or an accent or you don't speak English that stay out of here, right? Get out of here. I'm not. But on the other hand, it's the United States of America. It's perfectly within our rights and just basic common sense to say we're going to decide who comes in and how and have some structure to that that makes sense for us. Crazy. More on this at the top of the hour.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's new studies that suggest we don't think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of 4 times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number 5 killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you've talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals, a lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let us know and call us, or you can text us, whichever's easier. 258-0550 is the 701 number. Otherwise, toll free at 800-228-0550. Text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. All right. Text us to either of those numbers and let us know. I like what I'm seeing so far, though. 4 miles north of Goodrich, 2.9. Hansler 2.4, Goodrich 2.2, Wilton inch and 5100, Fessenden 2, Zap inch and a half, New Salem inch, Karlsruhe had darn near 2 inches, Rugby, Botno, Dunn, all up there, nice inch and a half, so looking good. Hazen did pretty good. Yeah. So let us know how you did, where you're at, and we gauge that by who's saying their prayers, see? Hey, they got something going in Hensler with that prayer team, I'll tell you. Praying for rain, I love it. And we're brought to you today in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you own a business, run a business, and you're laying awake at night saying, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? I got the fixed costs. I got all, you know, I need some help on the bottom line. You got to call H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out about the Link service. It's environmental maintenance. It's agreements that they do the maintenance. And they're doing this for a boatload of buildings, like 600 throughout the Northern Plains right now, and saving a lot of money for folks. Financing available, too. Free estimates. Call them at 223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. Our next guest is the president and CEO of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, our friend Ron Ness. Hello, Ron. How are you? Is Ron there? Man?
I am here, Scotty. Can you hear me?
No, I hear you. Yeah, I think we didn't have you up. So.
Got me?
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great today. What a wonderful rain, and hope we get more. Everybody's talking about the crops and how the pheasant broods are doing out west, and we know it's tough, but certainly some rain is a good step forward.
I don't want to name any names, but I talked to somebody with the initials Al Carlson who was on the way to a fishing hole today, as a matter of fact. So, you know, some people even get to fish every now and then. How about you?
Well, I'm always ready to go fishing, so I didn't get the call from Al this morning.
Yeah, me either. They're already on the way, so thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Anyway.
But, you know, things are going good out west, Scott. I think we've seen a little bit of a little bit of recovery in the oil price over the last several weeks here, and we certainly are still below the threshold I think that we need for a healthy, vibrant industry throughout the whole scope of the of the food chain for all of the service companies, everybody, but I've seen a lot of activity. If you've been to Williston and Watford and Tioga and Mandaree and places like that, there's a lot of people working every day and a lot of things going on. So we're doing okay in that regard.
You know, we flirted with 50, and obviously the OPEC news brought that back down a little bit, but it's certainly you're going in the right direction without question. What is the difference between 50-ish and 60 for the Bakken?
I think it's a incredible difference between 50 and 60. And, of course, 40 is another whole step change. We've seen some companies temper back some of their CapEx spending for the rest of this year when prices got down into lower 40s, because really 40 means 32, right? Or so 50 means 40, 41 or 42. So we have to have 60 gets us $50 a barrel. And then you can begin, because what's happening in today, the entire chain of all of the inputs it takes to drill and produce Bakken oil, everybody in the middle gets squeezed, and there's just not a lot of economics there to, you know, make the service companies thrive and depending upon your financing for everybody else. So there's a big difference, and that's really where I think we've been able to take this from an $85 or $90 oil play. And yes, we're getting more efficient, but we really, that math really gets tight in the middle for a lot of various entities. And of course, at $60, you also begin to fill all the buckets for the on the state revenue side and on the oil side and the tribe side and everybody else. So big difference, and hopefully we can continue to see. And I don't think it impacts us significantly at the pump for all of us who are buying those oil and gas and diesel and gasoline every day. So for North Dakota, 60 or around 60 is a very healthy number.
When we were chatting at Cookfest, and congrats on another great year. It was a lot of fun. West Hope and Medora this year. But you told me something that threw me back a little bit about the impact of oil flowing through the Dakota Access Pipeline to the rig count and the work count and just general optimism on the whole situation. Explain that a little more. What is the Dakota Access Pipeline without oil versus Dakota Access Pipeline with oil? What's the difference?
Dakota Access Pipeline is one of those major infrastructure projects that is essential for the long-term health and development of a world-class resource like the Bakken. It is essentially the interstate highway system of oil. You have to have the ability to get your product to market. That pipeline was designed. It completely wraps the entire Bakken, going from Stanley up around Williston, down through Watford City, down through McKenzie County and Dunn County, and thereby grabbing really out of the core of the Bakken, provides access points. There have been 7 feeder pipelines built to provide oil and transport oil into the Dakota Access Pipeline. But it moves your oil on a consistent, reliable basis at a lower transportation cost to a better market, which ultimately is the Gulf Coast, Louisiana. You get your barrel to the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, that is about 70% of the U.S. refining capacity. It's a sweet oil refining center, which means they want high-quality Bakken-type crude oil. Many of the refineries across the Midwest had converted into a heavy Canadian sour crude oil because there wasn't a supply prior to the Bakken development of that oil going forward. The oil in the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, is otherwise imported from sweet places across the world, including OPEC nations. So what we do is we get our oil to a better market at a better price, which is huge when I'm talking about the difference between $50 and $60 a barrel. As this all flushes out, we're going to see that has added substantially to the net back to the producer and all of the investors, but also to the tax revenues of the state and to the tax revenues that goes back to the counties and back to water projects and back to education. Just $1 better price on the Bakken across the table is around $100 million a year. So that makes a significant difference, certainly, to everybody. And it also attracts investment when you could go out and say, well, we've got this great transportation pipeline that takes our oil right to one of the best markets in the world. And it also allows us, if we choose to export it, we got a lot of options when you get a barrel there. So it's a big deal, and it also makes the rest of the transporters more competitive. So if you are putting your barrel on the rail, your rail costs are going to have to come down to compete. Other pipelines going to other areas are going to have to compete. So moving a half a million barrels a day of Bakken crude oil is a game changer for North Dakota and a game changer for the Bakken. But also think about what it means to our reducing our reliance on foreign oil and ensuring that this Bakken oil is getting out to where it needs to get refined.
Rough idea of how many more rigs or jobs are there as a result of the oil flowing versus being stuck as it was in you know, lawsuits and all kinds of regulatory bureaucracy under the Obama administration?
You know, Scott, I can't really put a number on that, but I think you've seen our rig count grow. We're now around 60 drilling rigs. We peaked at about 218 in, I believe, May of 2012 or so. We were humming along 3 years ago prior to the crash of the oil price at about 186 drilling rigs. The difference though is these drilling rigs today can do about 1.8 times the work that a drilling rig just 4 years ago was doing. So that 60 rigs really puts us somewhere around 100 or 110 rigs. But certainly we have seen investment increase, and I think that having that good market and knowing that ultimately you're going to get a better price for your barrel has increased the ability to invest and attract investment into the Bakken. And we've seen people pretty bullish. Now it's just a question of, we've got all of these drilled and uncompleted wells. There's so much inventory across the country and the world that supply is able to ramp up fairly quickly. So I think there's a pretty hard ceiling on the price of oil for the near term. It all depends upon if we see the economies recover across the world and demand goes up. So supply and demand is a good thing, and as long as you let that drive the market, everybody will, it'll all work out.
And of course, everything you just described was what the effort was to stop it by the eco-terrorists. What was the most frustrating lie through this whole thing that's coming up on a one-year anniversary of the worst protest for, you know, an industry group that obviously has seen plenty of controversies with oil by rail or anything else, and all these things and hyperbole and rhetoric and attacks directed at the industry from the very well-organized anti-environmentalists, or as I call them, eco-terrorists. What was in the Dakota Access Pipeline situation, what do you think was the worst of the worst lies?
That it was about the water. And it was not about the water. It was not about our tribal friends. Yeah, they have issues that they're going to bring forth, and that there's a process to do that in terms of, and it was not on the reservation either, but the biggest lie that it was about the water. It was not about the water. It was initially for a few folks, but when the anti-fossil fuels folks, the keep it in the ground folks, the people that are doing whatever they can to stop and prevent the development of fossil fuels across this country took over, they used that lie to perpetrate the ability to attract money and people to this effort. And we all know that it was not about that, that this is an important infrastructure to project in North Dakota. It also takes trucks off our roads in western North Dakota, and it's what North Dakotans have pushed for, is better infrastructure for the Bakken. So that was the frustration part, I think, that people across the world heard this fear of the water. 92 feet below the water, it's got all the bells and whistles. Yes, accidents do happen, but there are thousands and thousands of pipelines that go underneath waterways across this country that have, don't have anywhere near the bells and whistles and systems to monitor the oil like this one does.
Fascinating. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate that. Hold tight if you would a second here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Former North Dakota Governor and Ag Secretary Ed Schaefer on the new immigration plan from the Trump administration. Will it impact negatively agriculture? We'll ask.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
It's a big month with InterOffice Furniture and Design, and Levi's here to tell us more about what is happening. Sounds like it's an exciting time, huh?
Of course, Scott. We always have something exciting going on at InterOffice. The month of August is no exception. We're actually having our showroom refresh sale. We always try to keep our best and newest trends on the floor, but have limited space and need to make room for some of the new things we saw at NeoCon. So the entire month of August, we're going to be offering 50% off our showroom furniture. So we're looking at 50% off the lowest ticketed price. That's going to include our clearance items. In fact, we even have a few classic Aerons that you'll be able to purchase for around $225. Standard prices, we're usually looking $700 to $1,200.
This is the time to buy, folks. Desks, will they be available too?
Yeah, we have a few modular workstations available, and we even have a beautiful maple wood veneer desk and credenza. So if you have a small business or just starting out, the sale is right up your alley. You'll be able to get top-quality commercial-grade furniture at unbelievable prices.
And if you mention you heard this ad on the flag, an additional 10% off your showroom purchase, so you could receive a total of 60% off the items on the showroom, and this is some of the most innovative furniture you'll find anywhere. Stop on out to InterOffice Showroom Refresh Sale, August only. Get there early. Items won't last long, and don't forget to mention AM 1100 The Flag. InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, InterOfficeFargo.com, or call 232-3013.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the him.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Important thing to your health is your sleep. I can't say it enough because I want you healthy. And well, it's a little selfish. We want you listening to the radio. See? If you're not healthy, you're not listening to the radio. You're at the hospital or the doctor's office. You know, assuming room temperature somewhere. We don't want that. We want you alive, well, and healthy. And so that means get some sleep. How do you get some sleep? You go to mypillow.com. You put in the promo code Scott and. You get yourself and your family pillows that will get you a better night's sleep. How do I know? I asked Todd because he has one. Todd, are you sleeping better with your MyPillow than before?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Me too.
And even our pets are sleeping better because we have MyPillows for the pets in small, medium, and large.
I was going to mention that. I mean, and they're very territorial about it. So, you know, if they're sitting there and they love it, and they're getting the rust chased away, it's a good thing, right?
Here's a good way to try it. The four-pack special, and Mike Lindell, the inventor, came up with this deal just for us. 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows, and then you get two go-anywhere pillows for the car or whatever. And a great little, after the lake, take a little nap. Free shipping for orders over $100 too. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. One of North Dakota's legendary leaders, our friend Ed Schaefer, is here between meetings for a couple of minutes to talk a little bit about this new immigration deal that we're going to get your opinion on here next hour. Former Ag Secretary and former Governor. Ed, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for joining us today. So you've had a chance to review this, and I understand MSNBC was trying to have you on to talk about it, so look out. They you know, they probably have some big giant target waiting for you, but I like your chances. What as you look at this, have the Trump administration folks come up with a good plan on immigration?
Well, I think it seems to me, and of course it's just starting to unfold, Scott, and you know, a couple of senators got together, generated the legislation, the White House has now endorsed it, and so, you know, we're starting to get the pieces of it. But on the face of it, it looks like we'll move to a merit-based system for green cards. This is only the green cards, which are temporary or permanent working visas for people coming into the United States. So it's not our whole immigration policy. It's one piece of it. And if you look at the green cards, and if we shift to a merit-based system, which bases on based on people's skills, their ability to speak English and integrate into our economy and our society and our jobs and our careers, if it pinches down, you know, direct family members instead of being able to bring, you know, every aunts and uncles and third cousins, you know, in with your visa. You know, those kinds of things I think can make a lot of difference in how we shape the working force to immigration in the United States. So I, you know, on the face of it right now as it's unfolding, I think it looks good. I think it moves us into a situation where we can take, for instance, in North Dakota, where we have now job creation isn't the issue. Job fulfillment is the issue. So we have jobs available. We don't have bodies in them. You know, we can say, okay, what are the critical skills that you need to take those jobs in North Dakota? And then how do you put that in the system to prioritize them so the people that do get the H-1B or the H-2B visas can come in and use those green cards for productive capacity in the state of North Dakota? Now, this is going to allow us to do that, and I think it's going to be important in the long haul.
Agriculture. I've seen some concern from folks that say this will have a huge negative impact on agriculture. Will it?
Well, I'm not sure it will. I mean, if you look at the statistics for agriculture on the labor workforce out there, some reports show that up to 50% of the labor workforce in agriculture are undocumented immigrants or illegal immigrants. This, of course, has nothing to do with that. That wouldn't affect that at all. And if you look at the profile of the people who are in production agriculture that are coming in using the green card visas for that, it's very limited. I mean, you know, farm workers, agriculture workers, suppliers, producers, those kinds of things, you know, they just aren't jobs that people come in from South Africa or the Arab country or whatever the case may be to take. So I don't think it has a big, huge effect on agriculture. Certainly there are some jobs in the technology fields of agriculture where you can use some expertise and things. But, you know, low income, low skilled labor aren't the kind of people that come into this country seeking a green card or an H-1B visa.
I only have about a half a minute left, but you told me earlier about tourism and specifically related to your role in Medora and all the time you spent there. The reform is really necessary, right?
Well, it is necessary, Scott, because the way the program works now is the H-2B visas, which are used in the tourism industry, they come with a requirement for certain wages. Those wages don't have any relation at all to prevailing local wage. So it ratchets, and they're higher, so it ratchets up the wage scale. And then also they come at a bad time because they don't tell you what it's going to be or when it's going to come. So you have your prices set, your contracts ordered. In the case of food prices, your menu prices are set. Everything's there, and then come in, and then you have to increase all your wages for not only the visa holders but all your other workers, and you can't adjust your prices for the year, and so, you know, it squeezes the bottom line, squeezes the margin, and makes it difficult to operate.
Got to have some ability to plan there. So it sounds like reform's necessary. Sounds like this is on the right track and well thought out. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. What do you think about the immigration proposal, and who's right, Jim Acosta or Donald Trump? Let's talk about it. I got a call from my brother the other day, lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.